As the French proverb says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That certainly applies to the musical Ragtime currently playing at Peoria Players. Although the play takes place at the turn of the last century, it deals with issues still relevant today: immigration, racism, and the economics of inequality. This is not to say, however, that the play is merely a political statement, for it is not. It is an entertaining show filled with wonderful songs, great acting and singing, and beautiful sets and costumes. The show revolves around a typical American family of some wealth living in New Rochelle, New York, who are oblivious to people unlike themselves. As the opening song says, there were no Negroes and there were no immigrants. But all of this changes as mother discovers an abandoned African-American baby in the garden and takes it in along with its mother. The father of the baby, Colehouse Walker, comes every Sunday to propose to Sarah, the mother of the baby. One Sunday, his car is destroyed by prejudiced firemen, an action which leads to riots and retribution. Added to the mixture is the story of Tata and his daughter, recent Jewish immigrants from Latvia, who also eventually become part of the family. The director, Steve Bartolotti, has assembled an amazing cast of actors and singers who bring this story to life. Anne Gonzalez's mother has a beautiful voice and acting talent as she asserts her independence in a time before women could vote. Steve Post, as the father, plays the part of the head of the household well as he comes to realize that times have changed in a way that he has trouble comprehending. Julian Rouleau, as Edgar, the son, has a great stage presence as he begins his story as the narrator. Rounding out the family is Ryan Stevenson Murphy as younger brother, and he brings wonderful acting talents to the stage as he searches for meaning in his life. Bobby Khoury, as Tata, is touching and sympathetic as he undergoes the hardships of a newly arrived Eastern European immigrant who's trying to find a better life for his younger daughter, who is aptly played by Rachel Kocher. Barry K. Draper, as Booker T. Washington, is also quite good as he tries to make peace with a prejudiced society. Sometimes it is difficult to assemble an integrated cast, but do not fear here. Juanita Williams as Sarah and Aaron Bolden as Colehouse Walker Jr. are fantastic. Juanita brings a sweetness and light to the role and has a truly beautiful singing voice. Aaron has a voice that is powerful and rich, and he seems to be able to hold the note seemingly forever. Their songs are truly a wonder. The song that ends the first act, "Till We Reach That Day," is a wonderful gospel hymn and was a true climax to the first act with beautiful obligato sung by one of the chorus members. It was one of the highlights of the show, filled with one memorable performance and song after another. The costumes by Sandy Cheeseman depicted the era beautifully, showing the disparate elements of the three groups of people very well. The minimal sets designed by the director and executed ably by Ken Hupp were very good and depicted the various scenes of this monumental musical. Choreographer Michelle Loeffler ably depicted the ragtime dances of the day, most notably in the song "Getting Ready Rag." Musical direction by Camilla Tachalowski-Russell was also truly outstanding. The singing was gorgeous, the orchestra really great, not drowning out the singers as sometimes has happened at recent shows. This is a show not to be missed. It brought the audience to its feet for a well-deserved standing ovation. This show is thoughtful, well acted and sung, and just plain great.